about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The new guidelines on prescription medications are making me look like a druggie. I use pain medications for my failed back surgery. What is going to happen to our pain medicines? A lot of you guys are kind of freaking out about what's going to happen to your prescription pain medicines. I don't blame you. I am getting a little nervous when the government decides who deserves pain medicines and who doesn't. Then are they also going to decide, who gets the blood pressure medication, who gets the diabetes medication? We'll talk about what some of these new guidelines are calling for, how that could affect you, and I don't know, and why we're all screwed, I guess. Contact lenses may actually someday dispense eye drugs. So rather than you needing to do the drops, okay, you know how many of us, we don't like to do the drops because we don't like anything in our eye? Well, it'll be easy. You just actually have to stick a contact in your eye. Right? Easier. Marijuana. This one, scary stuff. Marijuana use during pregnancy can increase the chance of you having a stillborn. So many people argue that marijuana doesn't kill. Nobody's ever died of a marijuana overdose. Now there's been evidence that marijuana could actually kill the fetus. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your call, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Excuse me, I'm sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, this headline caught my eye. A 6-year-old boy in Colorado has been suspended. Why? For sexual harassment. Oh my gosh, what did he do? What did the 6-year-old do? You want to know what he did? Huh? He kissed a girl on the cheek during reading group. Officials at Lincoln School of Science and Technology in Cannon City, Colorado, are accusing the boy of sexual harassment, and according to WCPO, it is going in a school record. Okay, apparently the boy said, I leaned over and kissed her on the hand. Oh, I heard he kissed her on the cheek. I leaned over and kissed her on the hand. They sent me to the office fair and square. I feel sorry. That's what the little 6-year-old said. I was kissing boys on the lips in kindergarten. I remember that there was this kid. Oh, his name was Billy Knievel. And, I haven't looked him up on Facebook. It was in first grade. And I remember he was a kisser. And in the first grade or kindergarten? It was first grade. I was at Mojave Grade School. And, he kissed me on the lips. And then I had a couple other boyfriends I don't remember, in kindergarten. Was it? No, it was first grade. A couple other boyfriends in first grade. And, I mean, we would kiss. Oh, my gosh. I mean, if kissing somebody on the hand is sexual harassment, what would I have been accused of? I was a big kisser when I was a kid. And then I had a dry spell for 20-some years. The boy's mother tells Colorado station KRDO that the son was suspended once before for kissing the girl and had disciplinary problems, but the girl did not object to being kissed. You see what the mama of the boy does? I know. I'm going to probably do that too, right? You know, the girl didn't stop him. You know, my boy wanted to kiss her. She didn't stop him, but I mean, should kids not kiss each other? According to the school district, said repeat offenses meet the school policy definition of sexual harassment, and they hope the tough standards will force the boy to change his behavior. The boy is expected back in school today. Ooh, I bet the girls are lining up for the kisses. You know, first of all, the boy kissed the girl on the hand, like prince and princesses do. If the child watches Disney, now I don't know what Disney film, I know it doesn't happen in Nemo because they have fins, but you know how in the olden days when men were very chivalrous and, you know, kind of Aragorn style Lord of the Rings type of thing, you know, where they, you know, anyway, you know, where they kiss you on the back of the hand and it's supposed to be, oh my gosh, I think that's cool. Why don't we bring that back? I mean, honestly, this kid may be smarter than you think. I mean, if this kid knows how to already do that move to kiss somebody on the hand, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. Guys don't do that anymore. They don't. I miss that. That's kind of cool. I don't think I ever had it, really, to be honest. That's pretty cool. But on the flip side here, all right, you can't, if the school is saying, because again, you know, whenever you hear the headline, you're like, boy kisses girl on cheek and then gets suspended. Now, if this boy has a history of getting into other people's space, okay, the parents of the girl, I could see, could get upset. You know, there's a kid that keeps putting his mouth on my daughter. Can you please remove the kid? All right. Now, what I don't understand is, does the kid have to be suspended, or can the kid just be, I don't know, you know, separated? Keep him separated. I don't know. It's one of those things where you got to look at the flip side. If you had a little daughter and there was a boy that kept kissing her, if this is multiple offenses, I could see why you would be like, okay, boy's mouth away from my daughter. I can get that. I can get that. But, he kissed her on the hand. Oh, how sweet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, gentlemen, I taught you, you know, some ways to get the lady. Okay, sometimes the more distal extremity involvement in the foreplay will actually allow you to meet your goals a lot easier and quicker than just going straight to proximal areas or core. You get that? Okay, you have to go more distally. All right, you know, like pinkies. I think people really underuse the pinky in foreplay. All right. I think you could just kind of, you know, take a look at the little pinky and maybe kiss it or something. Right? Women love that stuff. Right. Because, again, they think that sex. Okay, if women think sex is the last thing on your mind, it's sexy. But if they think you're in hound, you know, you're kind of like, already in hound formation, it could sometimes put them off. Remember, you gotta act like, well, you know, if we do it, no big thing, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. That sometimes really, really works. Okay, so just kind of putting that out there. Okay. All right. Pain, medications. What is going to happen to prescriptions, or what is, what would the government love to happen? Don't go away. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. So the American College of Physicians, these guys are big, issues a new policy to curb painkiller abuse. All right? This is a leading medical group, and it's urging us U.S. doctors to take more steps to prevent prescription drug abuse in patients. Of course, drug abuse has been growing, all right? Where I think we need to spend a little time is what actually constitutes drug abuse, all right? They say drug abuse in patients is a dangerous growing trend that's been seen with opioid pain pills. Drug abuse. You may be thinking, all right, well, these are people trying to pop pills for highs, all right? I'm kind of foreseeing that there may be some of you who actually take these medications, just like my previous listener who wrote in, and don't want to be stigmatized with the word abuse or abuser. They say this new policy statement released by the American College of Physicians, which is one of the largest professional societies for doctors, calls for medical professionals to put more effort toward reducing risk for substance abuse. Now, that I can agree with. That's okay. The policy offers 10 new recommendations, including supporting of the formation of a national prescription drug monitoring program to identify patients who are at risk for significant drug abuse. So basically that means if you take a pain pill, you're going to be in this program. Okay, or you're going to be, it's going to be on a computerized a database. More education and prevention efforts for doctors and patients, that I agree with. Considering written agreements for doctors and patients when treating pain, most do. You know, most do. They also call for doctors to prescribe all controlled substances electronically and not on paper to ensure safety and decrease likelihood controlled substances are diverted. There could be some problems with that one. They say the goal of this paper is to provide physicians and policymakers with a set of recommendations to address the significant human and financial costs related to prescription drug abuse. All right. Maybe they should change it to opioid use as opposed to drug abuse. Now, we know that drug overdose deaths have been growing exponentially. Being reported by CBS News, they say these deaths have climbed in the U.S. for 11 consecutive years, with more than 38,000 people dying from medication in 2010 alone. Prescription drugs were involved in 60% of these overdose deaths. Women, 400% increase in prescription painkiller overdose. So, I mean, I agree, something has to be done. All right, but how do you not get caught in the crossfire? They say the new policy statement urges doctors to look first to non-opioid treatments when a patient comes in with pain. They do not, however, urge a set maximum dosage or treatment time limit. The ACP also supports the call for National Prescription Drug Monitoring Program so that prescribers and dispensers can check in their own and neighboring states before writing and filling prescriptions for substances with high abuse potential. I thought the DEA already had that database. I could always get a controlled substance report on my patients when I want to. Some states have their own programs currently. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, now, here we go. Okay, all right, so you get into a car accident, all right? You have a work injury. You blow a disc, okay? You try to do, you know, medications, physical therapy, injections. You have surgery, right? Or you had a surgery. You had a surgery, and unfortunately, this particular surgery might not have been successful. So you have failed back syndrome or failed back surgery syndrome. Okay. You have back pain. And for any of you that have ever had back pain, okay, I mean, you understand it's really difficult. It's difficult to walk. It's difficult to work. Okay. It's difficult to deal with home life. All right. So you end up taking a pain medicine and then needing one every 4 hours or one every 4 to 6 hours. For any of you that have ever taken a pain medicine, the very first one you take, if you've never taken one, huge euphoria, and a lot of times you have some phenomenal relief. Then by the time you take the second or the third, no, it doesn't really seem to work as much. All right? So now you start to get into a position where if you don't take it, the pain is going to come on. Maybe it's a rebound because the medicine is wearing off. Maybe it's true pain that is your regular baseline pain. And, the medicines are just keeping it at bay. Well, these pain medications, when I was in training, it depended on the doctor training me. Some said, be very, very careful. You don't want people to get addicted to them. Only give 10 pills. All right. Yet here I was, giving people 10 pills. And I mean, 10 pills only got them through 2 days. Okay. Some people need more than a couple days of pain medication. Okay. And you realize that when you get into your own car accidents or you have a surgery or you are in labor or whatnot. I mean, once you've experienced pain, all right, now, luckily our mind knows how to forget some of that. Many of us women, we know we were in pain, but we don't remember the pain. We don't have the pain memory. Our brains are programmed to not bring that vivid memory back like some of your other memories. Okay, you may remember, Thanksgiving back in 1999 with the in-laws and the pain from that. You could feel emotional pain, but physical pain, your brain has a defense mechanism. It's phenomenal. But for those of you that are in current pain now, you know what I'm talking about. So, here you are, you're taking a Lortab or a Percocet or, I don't know, Darvocet's not on the market anymore, and you're taking these pain medicines every 4 to 6 hours. Okay, well, you go through 30 pills in roughly a week, you need another prescription. Are you considered abuse? Is this considered drug abuse? You know, the definition of drug abuse is now extremely varied. As, you know, we all thought it to be, well, you're abusing the drug, you're not using it appropriately. All right? You're taking it when you don't need it. We think somebody is abusing drugs when they don't need them and they're taking them for funsies. All right? I could tell you right now, 99% of my patients on pain medicines are not taking it for funsies. And the 1% that are, they don't get it from me and they get kicked out. So it's a revolving 1%. So if these guidelines come into play, say, look, your doctor has to identify if you're abusing it, what is the abuse guideline they're going to come up with? Well, needing more than 30 pills a month, needing more than 3 prescriptions concurrently. I mean, most of you guys on pain medicines would then qualify for that. So I get a little nervous. Now, I understand that it costs the government a lot of money when you have back pain. All right, we talked about the number one disability is back pain, second is depression. So we understand that. The government doesn't like that. Insurance doesn't like that. You being in chronic pain doesn't help. All right, but I can't tell you how many patients have already been through surgery, you know, injections, epidural, physical therapy. They're in pain. Now, they talk about how more and more, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, how more and more patients are now being prescribed opioids than ever before. Why is that? Well, you know, we have more on the market. All right, but the other reason is we doctors are being told to cut back on the Tylenol. And to cut back on the ibuprofen and the naproxen. How many of you have been told by your doctor to not take naproxen or ibuprofen because it's hurting your kidneys or could put you at risk for congestive heart failure or ulcers? Right? So what does the doctor do? They give you some hydrocodone because it won't bother the kidneys as much as an ibuprofen would. And it may not cause an ulcer. Right? Same thing with Tylenol. You know, many patients have been told, look, you know, my doctor said to stop taking over-the-counter Tylenol, so they gave me something stronger so I wouldn't be medicating myself with a couple extra-strength Tylenol. Many of you are on narcotics because if you weren't, you would be taking probably over the maximum doses of over-the-counter Tylenol or Excedrin migraine or whatever is your pleasure. So, you know, I was stuck with that. You know, I had a patient in stage 3 kidney disease, right, having an arthritis flare-up. What am I going to do? He's in pain. I can't give him the Motrin. I had to give him some Lortab. I only wrote 30 pills, but so, you know, this term abuse, when you see the media say, oh, well, there's millions of people, you know, abusing the medications, and you're like, yeah, there's probably a bunch of drunkies out there. No, 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 no. We're not talking about junkies. We're talking about people who are taking Lortab frequently or Percocet frequently, you know, or their fentanyl patch or morphine, et cetera, Opana, whatever. You guys are taking that regularly. They're talking about you. Now, what do we have coming around the bend? Well, it looks like another pain medicine is FDA approved. I think it's a pain medication that doesn't have the Tylenol attached to it. All right, so as the government is trying to limit pain medicines, they're still approving others, but it's still a pain medication. And what about this idea of everything being electronic? Do you want that? Do you want an electronic database? Do you think your doctor's office is free from being hacked? If the Obamacare website is getting hacked, how do you know your doctor's computer is not? I'm a little nervous when the government gets involved. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show, and of course on Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. You'd think that that would come out a little smoother than it did. I'm sorry about that. All right, we have a new record temperature ever. The coldest place on Earth with a new, I guess, I don't even want to say world's record, ever record of temperature is on Antarctica, and they have clocked it at 135.8 degrees below zero. I know, we're almost talking like a negative Kelvin type, right? Apparently, East Antarctica has set a new record, recording 135.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit below zero on the little mercury. I think they use a little mercury thermometer. You kind of wonder. I know rectal, right? Right? Or for those of you going, wait a second, I don't know Fahrenheit. Okay, 93.2 degrees Celsius, all right? Apparently, it's NASA satellite data revealed that the Earth set this new record, okay, on August 2010. Then on July 31 this year, it came close again, getting to a minus 135.3 degrees again in East Antarctica. Now, up until then, the oldest record had been, and the coldest one would have been a negative 128.6 degrees. Okay, so what does this mean? I don't know. All right, but remember there was an article when everybody was talking about global warming where NASA came out and said, guys, I know you guys are saying that the Arctic ice is melting, but Antarctica ice is growing at the same rate that the Arctic ice is melting. So if we in the northern hemisphere are is noticing more warming, then maybe, you know, what's happening in the sun, although, you know, if you understand Earth's rotation and Earth's orbit, you would think it would all even out throughout the year. All right. I don't really know much about global warming. I don't. I mean, I doubt my Jeep is the cause of it. And I do have to admit, you know, it takes a lot longer for winter to come around in Las Vegas. I am finding that a little confusing. You know, back in the 90s, we had snow, a lot more snow in Vegas, and, you know, it would get pretty cold and pretty nippy, you know, and you know, now it usually doesn't get cold till December. Kind of, that is kind of intriguing, but Antarctica, from what I understand, is growing their ice and getting colder. So, I don't know, you guys, like I said, I really don't have any comment on the whole global warming thing. I just go into my closet, I put whatever fits, even if it's not appropriate for the season. If it fits, that's what I wear. Alright, so, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Organic milk may be more heart healthy. Right, apparently, organic milk. Now, remember how organic food made headlines a few months ago saying your organic food really isn't that nutritious, much more nutritious? You know, organic food may have less pesticides and may be quote-unquote healthier with less chemicals and hormones in them, but it didn't necessarily mean organic food was nutritious. Well, this is a very interesting study out of Washington State University that says actually the organic milk from organically raised cows will have more quote-unquote good fatty acids than milk from cows that were fed corn, other grain-based feed, because organically raised cows eat more grass. Okay, this is the first large-scale study to compare milk from organic and conventional dairies across the United States. I don't really like milk. Researchers found significantly higher levels of the heart's healthy fatty acids in organic milk. This is being reported by the SeattleTimes.com. So, if your cow is eating more vegetables and less corn and grain-based feed, then therefore you're going to be getting the healthy nutrients from those vegetables. Now, okay, I'm a little concerned because when cows eat grass, where do animals like to take a dump in? Right? They usually like to take a dump in the grass. I mean, if I had any hay or any corn or, you know, some loaves of bread outside on the lawn, where do you think my dog is going to, you know, do his business? He's going to do his business on the nice area of grass. So maybe we need to stop and think about it. If your animal is eating more of somebody else's, some other animal's excrement, I'm wondering if that is where the nutritional value is showing up from. I don't know. All right. They say previous studies have suggested that some organic fruits and vegetables may have more antioxidant chemicals, but we talked about how a couple months ago when they reviewed the evidence, they said, nah, not really that much healthier. Now, organic milk, all right, we thought had less omega-6 fatty acids, but it has more omega-3 fatty acids. I don't know the difference. I really don't. Okay. Oh, I see. The omega-6 fatty acids is what you see in the fried foods, but the omega-3s are your healthy ones. I see what they're trying to say. Yeah. All right. So, okay. Can I move on? I don't really drink milk, so this really doesn't have anything to do with me. Yeah. I like orange juice. I'll drink some orange juice if I have to. I'll drink water. I drink a lot of water. And no, I don't drink wine. I don't like wine. Mm-mm, no. All right. Speaking of wine, we got some news on Israel here, although I'm not. Oh, man, what is going on with my computer? Okay, I'll have to get back to that one. Oh, computer's down. Here we go. Okay. Oh, you know what? George Zimmerman, that article popped up. You guys heard about this, right? George Zimmerman's girlfriend now, all right, changes her mind. We knew this would happen. George Zimmerman's girlfriend has changed her mind and now wants the charges dropped. Remember, she filed an aggravated assault charging him. He was arrested and, you know, she said he had broken a table and he had guns and I don't know. So the police came and, you know, he was, I guess, sitting there calm saying, yeah, the guns are over there in the safe. There's this. All right. And so we were wondering, is it because he has a target on his back? And now anytime anybody has a fight with him, all they have to do is say that George Zimmerman is trying to pull a quote unquote Trayvon Martin. All right. So they get arrested. Well, now from what we understand, she wants him back. Girlfriend Samantha Sheep, okay, wants him back. She called him my boyfriend and said detectives misinterpreted her earlier statements. She accused George Zimmerman of pointing a gun at her and smashing a coffee table. Now she says, I'm not afraid of Georgie, in any manner, and I want to be with him. Now, here's the thing. The court, you know, okay, so now they have to decide, was she being coerced? Was she not? She said she wasn't being coerced. She wants him back. Okay, I mean, it's George Zimmerman, right? great catch. Here's the thing. I don't even know what to think anymore. Okay, this guy, no matter what happens, George Zimmerman is a marked man, no matter what. No matter how innocent we think he is or how guilty people think he is, we think he is, you know, if he gets into a fight with anybody he has a relationship with, okay, they could play the gun card. They could play this up. And so, with that, you just don't know what to believe. Okay? Now, I mean, you know, when we heard the news, of course, the first thing out of one of my patients, you know, mouth was, oh my gosh, you know, this guy just really needs to be stopped. He needs to be put down. Well, wait a second. Before we start killing people and executing people and putting people down, okay, can we stop listening to the media, right? And just, you know, somebody tell us what the hell is going on here. But not that any of us really, really care. Honestly, I'm all sick of the whole George Zimmerman case, but the only advice I could give George Zimmerman is, you know, maybe lay low. Okay, if you're a concealed carry, fine, be a concealed carry. But if you think a relationship is starting to go sour, please get a witness in the room right away. Okay, because all right, the media loves anything that has to do with George Zimmerman. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're going to be talking about on the next after the break how apparently they are going to link the Dead Sea to the Red Sea with a 112-mile underground pipe. Apparently, the sea is drying up, and then marijuana and pregnancy causing stillborns. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal
finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Thomas wants to know, this is awesome. Doctor, my friends are setting me up with a lady who's Jewish. I've never dated a Jewish woman. What tips could you give me? I know this is something you would think would be like, you know, you can make a whole stand-up routine. Okay. No. Being Jewish. Okay. I could tell you what I like. Okay. It shouldn't really matter religion on the first date, the second date, third date, fourth date, fifth date, okay? But I know what you're getting at, okay? I know you're not worried about, okay, you know, do I take her to Bagel Cafe and feed her matzo balls? No, okay, you don't do that. It's just like, you know, you don't need to do that, right? Just like if you're dating an Irish, you know, having corned beef and cabbage, you don't have to do that, okay? That's not, you know, we know you get it, okay? You don't have to do that, but I know what you're trying to get at. You want to know about the sex. Okay, how do Jewish women look at sex? And again, yes, I know. I've heard that. Look, I've heard all the jokes. Come on. And in fact, many guys didn't think they were jokes. They were expectations. And they, you know, they were like, do I need to take you shopping first? I'm like, no, I don't like shopping. What are you talking about? No. Okay. what are you guys talking about? So I understand that there's all these stereotypes out there, which I think are wrong, by the way, and stupid. Okay. But, Jewish women are a lot like Catholic women. Okay, no, come on, stop, don't start booing. That's not bad. Listen, if you have various stages of religiosity and piety there, you have the very, very orthodox, just like you do with Catholics or any other religion, Mormon, etc., where we wait till we're married. Okay, the orthodox. Then you have conservative, and some of them wait till they're married, and some of them don't. And then you may have the not-so-religious, and I don't know. But the sex part really doesn't coincide with the religions. You could have somebody who really wants to wait and save themselves till they're married, but they'll eat a cheeseburger. Okay, if we could get off the sex subject. So again, it depends on how religious they are and their views. Again, nothing I would bring up on the first date. Really, you shouldn't be bringing up sex the first date. I don't know why. People don't even date anymore. They figure out if they're going to have sex online and then they just hook up and do it. It's so unromantic these days. But yes, Jews could have the same level of piety as anybody else and still, again, follow the rules of the Old Testament and save themselves until marriage. So that absolutely. Okay. Now, in terms of food, very simple. Ask if they keep kosher or not. If they keep kosher, don't get a sausage meat lover's pizza. Okay. Maybe go for cheese pizza. Okay. Kosher in the Bible. Remember we talked about in the Bible, you're not supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk. The laws of kashrut were twofold. Okay, one was for respect of the animal, and the other was for health. So we respect our animals. I mean, you don't, you know, milk the cow, and then in front of the cow, kill the calf, eat the meat, and then, you know what I mean? And so that's one of the reasons why we don't, you know, eat cheeseburgers and, you know, mix milk and meat. All right. And that's why with kashrut, the animals that are killed by kashrut are supposed to be killed as painlessly as possible. One way they kill animals is you can hang the animal upside down. As the blood starts to pool in the jugular vein, they slice the jugular, and it's supposed to be a quick and painless way to kill the animal, supposedly. I don't know. We've never asked the animal. And so, a lot of the rules of kosher is a respect. During Passover, when we're not supposed to eat any bread products, right, or products with yeast for a week and we all get constipated and I complain about it, again, it's out of respect for what happened in the past. You know, during the Hebrews exodus out of Egypt and, the rule of the Pharaoh, etc. So a lot of the rules are a respect issue. Not everybody applies modern day diet to that, which I'm okay with. I mean, you know, I tell my family, I go, do the best you can, but just understand, we have a history and thank God for your food. And, you know, if you can't be a strict kosher, I'm okay with that. Just, just show respect to the food. Okay. I mean, you know, you don't have to have a bacon cheeseburger sandwich you know, on your way to temple that day type of thing, okay? I mean, it's a respect issue. And then, of course, we talked about with the kashrut, the health. You know, we're not supposed to eat shellfish. Why not? Well, the dorsal vein could be very poisonous, and many of you guys know undercooked shellfish could be poisonous. Same thing with pork. Undercooked pork could be dangerous. And so those were also included in the laws of kashrut. Not so much for that. I know my rabbi and I had a discussion. He's like, you know, he didn't at first agree with what I was talking about with the health issues, but I think there was also that to play in addition to our, you know, our biblical instructions. So, you know, a lot of it made sense. And then I remember back in the 90s, a researcher had noticed that if you do milk mix dairy with meat or red meat, that could be an issue for diet, etc. And so there's obviously a lot. I mean, it's a rich, beautiful history. The New Testament, Old Testament, Book of Mormon. I mean, these are beautiful, beautiful books with some really rich history and a lot of things that we all could learn from, no matter what you believe. So basically, if you're dating a Jewish girl, just ask her, does she keep kosher? Okay. If she says, huh, what's that? Then, you know, she's probably not Orthodox, and then you could, you know, okay? If she's like, no, I'm fine, okay, that still doesn't mean you're going to jump into bed with her, okay? All right? And if she's like, yeah, then just very easy to look up a list of, you know, just tell me where you want to eat. Let the girl pick where she wants to eat anyway, but be careful if you're paying, okay? I mean, my husband was smart. He's like, we're Dutching. So, I know. Yeah, that's what happened for you. Well, because he didn't know where it was going to go, you know? And he was, and you want to know what? I didn't mind that because that means he was smart with money. I didn't want a big spender. I really didn't. I wanted somebody smart with money. So the fact that he was kind of feeling this out, feeling me out type of thing, you know, I'm like, oh, that's fine. We'll Dutch. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Still, best catch ever. You know, I got to tell you, I dated men who just showered presents and money on me. They were jerks. Okay? I don't want that. I want somebody true. I want somebody real. I want somebody smart. Okay? And I want somebody that impulse. Yeah, pulse. But I want somebody who wants me. All right? Okay. Oh, there's so much I want to talk about. High chair injuries have jumped 22% over the past decades. Emergency room visits, now almost 10,000 kids a year with falls and cuts and pinches and other high chair injuries. I remember my younger, I have two brothers, the older of the two brothers, they're both younger than me. He would rock back and forth in his high chair until it would fall over. This kid, this was back in the 70s, thought he was an idiot for doing that. I remember my mom freaking out and she had to buttress the high chair so he couldn't sit there and rock back and forth and knock himself over. But I've always found a kid being in a high chair pretty nerve-wracking to me. And you want to know what really scares me? They aren't even chairs. It's where you attach a seat to the table and they're in midair. That freaks me out. Do you ever see a baby hanging on for dear life on the table and you are hoping to high heaven that a screw or clasp does it? That always scares me. Yeah. And the kid is sitting there and the tushy is just kind of hanging. I was like, oh my gosh, save the baby. But apparently, this is kind of concerning. 85% of these falls affect the head and the face. All but 2.4% of the injuries were, minor, luckily, but 2.4% needed actual hospital admission. Now remember, when a kid falls, they don't know to protect their head. So we could be looking at some major head drama. So don't think that high chair is a playpen where you could throw the baby in it and go and pee. You never leave the baby in a high chair. You take the baby out of the high chair and put him in the playpen. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-GOCDALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.